I would like to welcome you to the Good Shepherd broadcast with Pastor Clinton Turner and First Lady Glenda Turner, New Birth Missionary Baptist Church, 1110 South 10th Street, Leesville, Louisiana, 71446. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast or previous broadcast, you may contact Dr. Derek N. or Connie Johnson at 337-424-1286 or 337-424-2286. Please join us for our broadcast, already in progress.
Hallelujah, the word. Amen. Then for a few minutes, I want to encourage hearts from the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew, read the 8th chapter. And for the sake of time, I'm just going to read the 23rd, 24th, through the 27th verse. Is that all right?
Amen.
When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
And when he was entered into a ship,
all right.
The word says his disciples followed him. Mm-hmm. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with waves. But he was asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us.
Save us.
We perish. And he said unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose.
Mm-hmm.
And rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this?
Yes, sir.
That even the winds and the sea obey him.
All right.
Does everybody in the Bible say the same?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah.
What manner of man is this? And I just want to focus upon Jesus and the storm.
All right. Amen.
Jesus and the storm.
All right.
Yeah.
Because there are some valuable, wonderful lessons in this for you to learn. And I believe if you learn them and take it and apply it to your life, I believe you will be happier. Your life will be more peaceful. And how many could enjoy some peace?
All right.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
But how many know he's able?
He's able.
He's able. He can give you peace.
Yes.
He can give you joy. He can fulfill and fill your life. And as I always say, he can give you more than you can handle.
All right.
Amen. You may be seated.
All right.
The past few weeks, we focused on the parable of Jesus. Amen. The parable. I think we started with the parable of the sower, who went out sowing seed. Some fell on stony ground. Some fell on thorny ground. But thank God for those that fell on good ground.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And Mother, the thing that you have to understand, and when you read your Bible and you study your Bible, always study to find out why Jesus said what he said. And why he did what he did. Because in that you understand his purpose and his reason. And how many know understanding is the best thing? Come on, somebody.
Man.
You got to have some understanding. Now, the main thing that you need to know and you need to understand is the fact that he had been rejected by the religious leaders of his time. And therefore, when he became rejected by the religious leaders, as well as most of the people, he changed his method of teaching.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. The word says he began to teach them in parables. They would hear, but they would not understand.
All right.
They would see, but they would not comprehend what he was saying.
All right.
Now, behind closed doors, these parables that he talked about, Brother Love, he then would explain them to his disciples, because he said unto them, it is given for you to know. And how many know when it comes to believers?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I wish I had a little help over here. Amen. Y'all open your eyes. Y'all should have got some sleep last night. Amen. I'm not going to ask you what you was doing. I ain't going to ask you why you was woke last night. I'm just saying, open your eyes. Don't go to sleep on me.
All right,
Pastor.
Amen. Might call you out. Yes, indeed. But he said unto his disciples, everybody say disciples.
Disciples.
He said unto the disciples, the ones that had truly made a decision to follow him, to listen to his teaching, to obey his teaching, he said unto them, now it is given. In other words, I want you to know, and I want you to understand exactly what I'm saying.
That's right.
How many know God don't want you ignorant?
That's right.
Amen. I wish I had.
That's right.
Yeah.
Don't you know one of the saddest verses in the Bible is where God says, my people perish? In other words, they dying.
Dying, Reverend.
They sick. Amen. They withering.
All right.
They falling off the vine.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
Why? They perishing because of a lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
A lack of not knowing the true will of God.
All right.
Amen. How many know the devil is smooth?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Amen. I mean, he's smooth, y'all.
Yeah.
That brother's so smooth. Man, he'll send you a broken down Volkswagen and have you thinking you buying a Cadillac.
Mama.
And the dealer is giving you a deal.
Mama.
That's just how smooth he is.
Smooth.
He got to be smooth.
Uh-huh.
Amen. If he got people rather than listen to the word and the will of God, they're walking down that broad way that only leads to destruction.
Yes, sir.
And they call it having a good time.
Mama. Mama. Mama.
I don't know if that's making sense.
Mama.
God don't want you ignorant. And one of the best investments you can make is an investment in learning the word and the will of Almighty God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And applying that to your life. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I tell you all the time, it makes no sense, Sister Allen. Amen. I found out the other day that to get your nails that's your fingers, your feet and your toenails done.
Mama.
That costs $70.
Whoa.
Yeah, you're right.
Thank you. That's what it costs. $70
Yeah.
And believe, say, depending on the package.
Yeah.
Okay, depending on the package. But you pay that money.
Oh, Lord.
Amen. Just so your nails and your toes look good. And don't think I do wrong. Hey, look here, I ain't mad at you. I like it when the nails are good. And the toes are pretty. Amen, this girl. That's right. But where the problem come in is where you will spend $70 on your fingers and toes, but you were so cheap, you would only spend $8 on the word of the God that gave you them fingers and toes.
Mama. Don't make no sense.
That don't make no sense. $8 Bible. It's not going to help you very much in your study of the word of Almighty God.
All right.
The greatest investment you can make is to make an